This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Breaking down business like no other. Power Business with Spesos Kanjana on Power 98.7.
It is 50 minutes after 6 o'clock, Power Listener. And of course, we also get into all things investment. And as we're having a conversation now, of course, with Mr. Andy Lengnaba. And we're talking about IRRs, an internal rate of return. Yeah, sometimes we forget to decode these things. And it is a measure that is often used to, you know, often you'll hear also people talk about hurdle rates. And so an investor say, this is the hurdle rate that I required a minimum to invest into this fund. And so certainly then, you know, for it to be oversubscribed by 18% really then talks to, I guess, the satisfaction with that particular hurdle rate. And so this is why we have to unpack these things. And also this conversation we're kicking off right now is also unpacking similar type of conversation. And so we are joined online by Nerdev Desai, who is head of sales at PSG Wealth, of course, to help us unpack a couple of other things that certainly can be complex to the ordinary ear. Nerdev, good evening and welcome to the show.
I see, sir. Thank you for having me on your show.
100%. And we are coming to, I guess, the beginning or I guess trending towards the beginning of a new tax season. 1 March, it kicks off.
But that's right, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, we often talk about, understanding the nuts and bolts of tax incentives as well and making it work for us as we then. And you know that February is hot when everyone is trying to restructure to be able to take advantage of as many of those incentives as possible.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, we hear about this every year. There seems to be a push by government to get us to save. And we hear all these ads, you know, what are the real benefits to actually putting away some money? So, you know, there's no conspiracy theory about this, you know. So one of the things that you know, government would like to do is to help people to be financially independent. For the last few decades, you know, the number of people that can retire comfortably as one tax incentive has remained at 6%, you know, day in, day out, year in, year out, decade in, decade out. And so from the government's perspective, you know, they'd like it for there to be less financial burden on the state on retirement, people are relying on the state, you know, during their retirement stages, and then also relying on the state with public health care, et cetera. And so it's important to have a look at these incentives and see how as individuals, we can take advantage of them.
Mm. Sure. And I mean, you know, before we look at some of those, opportunities to take advantage, I mean, as you're talking about government trying to incentivize, of course, a higher savings, aggregate savings across the economy, they've now, of course, built the two-part system as a recommendation. I'm quite interested in, say, when you think about that particular two-part system, will that impact also then the design thinking behind some of these tax incentives?
Absolutely. I think the idea is you know, people are finding, let's say, ways to get access to retirement and other savings before retirement that are actually geared towards retirement. So rather than having people not make it to retirement in a tax unfriendly way, the two part system is actually there to help with a better way to help people save efficiently for retirement. So it's a really good initiative from government, but it's still in talks as to how you know, all the nuts and bolts are working. But government and business are working hard to make sure that we can roll this out effectively to the public.
And what are some of these tax incentives that maybe we're not thinking about that are actually readily available to us that we can be thinking about getting into the season?
Absolutely. So, you know, retirement products, these products have been around for a long time. And people don't actually realize that, you know, when we say tax savings, how much of a tax incentive there are within, for instance, if we start with a retirement fund product. So there are actually three types of tax incentives that come in a retirement fund product. So if we talk about the first one, the one that most people will know is that your contributions towards the retirement product while you are saving towards retirement are tax deductible. Mm. And these contributions are effectively a way to reduce your annual rate of tax for the year that you make that contribution. And so when you get your money back from SARS, you will get that reduction back. And effectively what you do is you're actually reducing your own income by up to 350,000 Rand a year, or up to 27.5% of your annual income, whichever is the lesser amount. I mean, that's an incredible number, but that's only one. And then the second one is that the returns that you receive in the product is also tax-free, compared to a normal investment or a savings plan where you'll pay capital gains tax, tax on interest and dividends, and many more other taxes. So therefore, you have additional capital from the returns you're making to benefit from compounding effects. And in a product such as retirement, where we know we're talking about decades of savings that typically goes into it, compounding can work an amazing amount to increase your amount of capital that you have at retirement. And then lastly, when you the day you retire, up to 500,000 or one third of your retirement capital, you get as tax-free as a lump sum at that point, whichever is smaller. And it's phenomenal to just get 500,000 lump sum with no tax consequences is incredible. So there are actually multiple levels of tax incentives within a retirement product like a retirement annuity.
I mean, quite an interesting one, I guess, to the second point you're making around kind of the returns in the product itself, because they are ring fence for I guess capital gains. But I mean, if anyone's thinking and they're saying, well, if I've got any CIS or you know corporate investment scheme in essence, if I don't cash out, well, I don't realize those capital gains either. So what would how would that translate into that particular second point that you're making?
So it's actually a good question. So when you're talking about something like retirement, you're planning for a specific goal. And at some point, it means that you will be taking out that income. So if you have an investment, a normal investment plan where you are planning to just invest into it into perpetuity, absolutely, you know, one needs to have a product like that. But this is not a one or the other conversation. This is one complementary product to a holistic financial plan, where if you are saving for a retirement, which we know that 94% of South Africans need to do much more of, we need to consider these tax incentives and take advantage of them.
And then the additional tax incentives, of course, that come through tax-free savings instruments, and as well as what that means in terms of your tax liability. Maybe walk us through some of those as well.
Yes. So if we talk about the tax incentives that sit within a tax-free savings plan, so those of us who don't necessarily follow this too closely. So around 2015, government made an incentive where you can save up to 36,000 Rand a year with 500,000 lifetime contributions, and all proceeds from that investment is tax-free. So if you think about it, if you can invest over time up to 500,000 Rand's contributions and not get taxed in the product, receive the proceeds at the end of the day with no tax consequences, that adds up to a fundamental amount. And over a 20-year period, for instance, at 10% annual growth, you can receive up to 3.6 million Rand on 500,000 Rand invested at the beginning. And in a normal savings and investment product, about 1.5% typically of your annual returns would be lost towards tax. And so over that 20-year period, you'll easily lose a million Rand of your 3.6 million, and then there may be more. This is a fundamental difference, and being able to save 20 to 30% of your investment, to not have it being lost towards tax, is a fundamental additional complementary product set that you can add to a holistic financial plan.
And I mean, I think also people have looked at TIFs as well through, I guess, interest-bearing investments that they that they would be having, and trying to again leverage those instruments to, I guess, minimize on their tax burden as well. Any insights around that as well, particularly on the interest-bearing assets?
So income products typically, do accrue interest within the returns that you typically get compared to equities that are taxed differently. So you do get a tax benefit there. But the best benefit of a product like this is not only to think about using it for fixed income, but to use it for compounding for the long term, to think about how you can make the product work for you as something that you hopefully will, you know, supplement your long-term savings. And if you're going towards long-term savings, the best place to still put in long-term savings is in growth assets like equities and property, etc. So don't only look at it as a tax advantage for fixed income
products. Assets. Certainly. Nedav, thank you very much, sir, and wishing you a lovely evening further.
Thank you very much for having me.
Our listener, that was Nedav Desai, who is the head of sales at PSG Wealth. PSG. And of course, I think talking about it is that month where everyone gets into a bit of a rush, you know, towards that 1 March new tax season. And really, I think trying to optimize their portfolios, etc., to really, I think, one, take advantage of the existing tax incentives that are in place, particularly, I think, for long-term and retirement fund savings. And we heard, of course, really around one, the tax deductibility of the contributions that you'll make towards your RAs or your retirement funds. Also, of course, around kind of the ring fencing of your capital gains within that instrument. And then ultimately, of course, upon retirement, you know, up to 500,000 or a third, really, I think, being subject to no tax. And so certainly, I think it is one of the things that's saying, guys, only 9% of people in South Africa are expected to retire comfortably. So it is a dire state that we are in. And so all of the questions that we have to ask around how do we increase our savings rate, I think is certainly going to be important. It's time for the news.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.